Welcome to the Queer Confidence Podcast, the podcast to help you become your most confident queer self. I'm your host, he, she, they, Coach Alex Ray, and I haven't always been this confident. In fact, I used to be super insecure. And through this show, I want to share with you what's worked for me, my clients, and my guests so that you can become more confident. Hello, 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 unicorns. How are you? I hope you're having an absolutely fabulous week. I wanted to share this concept with you today, the progress hangover, because it's something that I think is really lacking from the self-help space, the positive psychology, mental health, blah, 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 blah. This is a concept that I really wish somebody had told me about when I really was going through the thick of it, especially last year and like the year before when making really big strides. I really wish somebody had told me, had set me up for success here. So that's what I want to do for you today. I want to tell you about the progress hangover because it's something that inevitably will happen to you. It's inevitable, my friend. You will get there eventually. So what the hell is it? Well, the progress hangover is the term I have come up with for the feeling that you get when you are having big, tremendous leaps and strides in your thoughts, your mental state, with the way that you see and perceive the world. If you are working with a coach, if you are reading all the self-help books, if you are working with a therapist, if you are watching all the TED Talks, if you are listening to podcasts like this one, if you're doing any of these things, if you're doing any work on your brain, you are going to have a progress hangover. It's that feeling when you've made a lot of changes and you hit a wall of exhaustion. You feel depleted. You've got nothing left in the fucking tank. And you're like, I just need a freaking break. Also, when I signed up for this, I thought it was going to be great. I thought the world was supposed to be getting brighter and easier. I thought I was going to make these changes and things would be, you know, going my way more. And they're not. I'm still dealing with brand new problems now, or maybe the same old fucking problems that just haven't gone away yet. And they never will go away. Which, by the way, some things never will. But the magic is making peace with them. The magic is them no longer being something that's holding you back in life. And when you're convinced that you have to get rid of negative thoughts, then they actually still are holding you back. Because even that idea that I have to get rid of this is coming from a place of believing that there's something wrong with you and that you have to change something about yourself so that you don't have negative thoughts anymore. It's like a little hamster wheel. So with the progress hangover, it's that depletion, just like a hangover from drinking. Because your body actually does chemically react, which I'll tell you about in a moment. But it's a very draining space to be in, and it can feel very, very hopeless. And you aren't going to just have one progress hangover, my friend. You're going to continue having them forever. I still have them. Everything, though, in life is cyclical. Everything comes in waves, right? The ocean, hormones, business. Any of my entrepreneurs out there, you know what I'm talking about. Business comes in waves. If you're an employee, it seems like money just comes consistently because it does to you through a paycheck, but to the business, it is always in waves. It is never a steady flow. Never, ever, ever. And mental progress, the ease and the difficult, always comes in waves. You will have waves where it feels very easy to be aware of your thinking and very easy to make changes and very exciting and pleasurable and fun. And then you will be met with a wave of pure fucking exhaustion because you don't have anything, nothing left in the tank. You need a nap. And literally, my friend, I mean, you need a nap. There's not some more coaching that you need to do. There's not a new self-help book that you need to read. There's not another podcast that you need to find right now. No. If you are hitting the point of that exhaustion where it you actually feel exhausted and it really feels just draining to work on your thoughts, take a fucking nap. There's nothing more profound than that. That is literally it. You need to take a break. Because here's what's going on chemically in your body. When we have thoughts, observations, whatever you want to call it, beliefs, when your brain takes in information, it runs it through neuropathways, right? Which we know as thoughts or observations is another great word, or perspective, whatever. All the same exact thing. Your brain is taking outer signals and interpreting it through pathways. And those pathways then lead to chemical releases, which we call feelings. So your brain takes it in, electric zip-zap all around these little pathways, hits the little machine. It says, oh, make me this cocktail of chemicals. Okay, now send that cocktail of chemicals down to the cells in the body. Okay, now we feel fear. Ooh. Okay, now we feel excitement. Okay, now we feel thrilled. Okay, now we feel terrified. Okay, now we feel lonely. I'm getting like whiplash. Just thinking and feeling these things. The chemical release that you have in your body is actually addictive. Because when you keep shocking your, well, not shocking your body, let's use a gentler word than that. When you keep releasing in your body the same cocktail over and over and over, the cells adapt. And the receptors on your cells become larger for those chemicals that are in that emotion, and shrink for the ones for the emotions that you experience less frequently. So, for example, shame, right? If shame is a really familiar cocktail for you, if shame is a really familiar feeling for you, you are going to find yourself feeling more and more and more and more and more and more and more shame throughout your lifetime. It will only build. Because each time that you experience shame, it's going to be a little bit less effective. Those cells, remember, they've enlarged in order to then take in more of the shame cocktail. So your brain is releasing more shame, and those cells are soaking up more shame. And so you start accelerating the feeling of shame throughout your lifetime. Your cells literally become little addicts. They do. And so when you start working on your mental health, you will feel an actual withdrawal, an actual chemical withdrawal. Because those cells, if they've been really trained for shame and really adapted to shame, when you do not now have the shame cocktail shooting through your veins, your cells are like, what the heck? What is this joy thing? What is this cocktail of confidence? No, thank you. This is not hitting the spot for me. I want shame. Give me shame. And so here's what actually happens. Your cells, they react. They band together. They create a little, what is that called? But there's a word for that that I cannot think of. Somebody is going to listen to this later and be like, I know the word. But basically, they're going to, like, when uprising, that's the thing. I always do that. An uprising, they're going to rise up. They're going to band together and rise up, and they are going to revolt against your brain. They're going to demand, I want more shame. I do not need this confidence cocktail. It is not hitting the spot for me. So your actual cells in your body are revolting. Second, the amygdala, part of the brain that regulates those chemical releases, it's like a thermostat, basically, right? It reads the chemicals going out, and it's like, yep, this seems right. Yep, this seems right. This seems consistent. Good, good, good. Check, check, check. Oh, wait, hold on. Something's off. The shame cocktail output has dropped. What is this confidence cocktail that is getting increased? I don't know why we have an unusual amount of confidence and we have a low supply of shame. Something has gone wrong. What do we do? Let's bring it back. Hey, brain, I need you to remember that thing that happened last week with your boss that, you know, where you fucked it up. Oh, there we go. That's better. Okay. Shame. It's coming a little stronger now. Good, good, good. Okay. The confidence output is decreasing. Good. Okay. We're on track. Now, remember how you were an asshole when you were a kid to your brother? Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, there it is. Let's soak in that memory. Oh, here we go. Oh, yep. Shame is flowing again. Oh, good, 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 good. Okay. Oh, yes. Oh. Now, how about I fuck everything up. I'm no good. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, that's the spot. Oh, thank you, brain. Keep firing all those pathways. Yes, 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 yes. We need that juicy shame cocktail. Delicious. And I don't know what those pathways were that you were firing before that was turning on the confidence cocktail, but like, don't do that anymore. That was obnoxious. We don't need that. What a waste. Do you see how it's not just in your head? It is literally your body revolting against you. It does not want change. It wants to stay the same. And on a primal level, the reason for this is because whatever you're doing so far has kept you alive so far. So why change? If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? That is how your brain operates. It is wired for safety. It is wired to stay the same because you've survived this far. So if you keep doing whatever you're doing, if you keep feeling the way that you're feeling, it's likely that you'll stay alive. At least that's what your brain thinks. Now, we know that that's not actually true, because what's a great example of this? Depression. When depression gets ramped up more and more and more and more, yeah, the body is going, yeah, this is correct, because we've survived so far with these feelings. Keep turning it up. But it can lead down devastating roads, as it did for me. It can lead you down the path of self-destruction. So, thank you, brain, right? Seriously, thank your brain, your body, for wanting to keep you alive. And when you really have actually sat in appreciation, not looking at your body like, what the hell is wrong with you? This is a stupid way to operate. Because it's not. It stands to reason that if you've survived thus far, then you could keep surviving if you kept doing it the same way. But it's not the experience that you want out of your life. You wouldn't be listening to this podcast if you wanted the same old, same old. You want something different. So partner with your body. Partner as your body's best friend. Partner with them knowing, with you knowing there, I'm referring to your body like it's another person. Partner with your body like they are your teammate. And you both know each other's strengths and weaknesses. What is that now going to change about how you approach your mental health journey? I hope a lot. I hope it really helps you calm the fuck down, slow the fuck down, and work on things in a way that feels loving and caring for yourself, not triggering and exhausting and constantly stuck in that progress hangover and then trying to go use more like thought work to get out of the progress hangover, because that's not going to work. It's what gets you into the progress hangover. It's when your body is actually revolting against you. It doesn't like this. It's trying to keep you safe, and you will feel exhausted. So rest. In some ways, your brain and your body is correct. You are going to survive. You're going to be fine. You don't need to change your thoughts in order to survive. You're going to be fine. And it's also perfectly fine to want to change. So work together as a team. Let the progress come in ebbs and flows. Let it wash in like waves and pull out. This, my friend, is how you will have the most effective journey to confidence. And this is a cornerstone of the teaching at the Iconic Queer Mastermind. I'm going to help you entrepreneurs apply this to the way that you build your business so that you can come in waves and work with your body, work with your subconscious mind in a way that you are teammates, not enemies, where you aren't going to use coaching and psychology of any sort as a means to shame yourself anymore. You're going to use it in a way that actually relieves pressure and allows you to have more fun in a way that partners with your body instead of against it. It's seriously the best fucking way to build any business. I do not know how anyone does it without it. Before I understood this, I was a hot mess, y'all. I was constantly fighting that hangover. So you're invited. Come join the Iconic Queer Mastermind and use your iconicness, your idea, as a way of empowering others by first creating safety and love within yourself. It's the only way. It's the most fun way. It's the most empowering way. And it's how you will have the biggest impact. The link is down in the show notes, and you've only got a couple weeks left. So I will see you there. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a friend so they too can become more confident. You can also help more people find the show by leaving a 5-star review wherever you listen. And if you want to become a more confident queer with support from yours truly, head to coachalexray.com or use the link down in the show notes. I'm looking forward to working with you.